Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first ever stressless episode. Today, we will go over why some people become stressed and helpful tips to get rid of that stress. A couple days ago, I emailed a pioneer of the mindfulness community, Sarah Flitner, to talk about the best ways to free yourself from stress. And she recently responded with a very long response that I'm happy to share with you guys. Sarah Flitner is known here in Jacksonville, Wyoming for starting up the mindfulness community in this state of, or in this kind of like region of the world. She travels to many places. For example, she went to Flint, Michigan and taught mindfulness there to people in elementary school, little kids that suffered from the water poisoning. And mindfulness in a place like that goes a very long way and kind of just keeps everybody thinking and thinking positively, which is never bad. But Ms. Flitner defines stress as threats to our social and physical safety. And I really like that definition, which if you kind of dissect that, you can definitely think of times you were stressed, both when you're scared for your physical self and kind of your social and mental self. So like being stressed out for an exam, or say you're being chased down by like a wolf, both very stressful events. But she said some main causes of stress is not having enough to eat, worrying about like getting things to eat, food, drinks, all that. So like if you keep yourself eating all day and quench your thirst, that's just a helpful tip that not that many people know, is that like, oh, I'm really stressed and I don't know what to do. Maybe just try having a snack and drinking some water, and that'll help a lot. She also said that for kids in high school, a lot of like main causes for stress are like, what if I flunk that test? Like there's always excuses like, that was so dumb, like I'm never gonna use this when I grow up. Or there's also social pressures like, what am I gonna wear to winter ball? Who am I gonna go to winter ball with? That kind of just gets you down and gets you stressed out. And also the pressure of adolescence is comparing yourself to what other kids have or do. And comparing yourself to another person is never that healthy for your mental like state. You should just worry about yourself and not think that you're more or less than another person. So she said the most common everyday stressors usually have to do with time traveling. And time traveling is a term in the mindfulness community that means you're worrying about what happened in the past or what might happen in the future. So that's like regretting a decision you made years ago, or thinking how you did on that exam that you just took and you're just worrying about it so much. That's all you can think about. And that doesn't do anything like at all. So, I mean, you're not going to be able to change that decision. You're probably not going to be able to retake that test. So it is what it is. And the most healthy thing you can do in that time is just stay in the moment. Just think about yourself, focus on the present moment, and just be mindful. That's the best thing you can do. So just don't stress what is already set in stone. And she said the four areas of stress she focuses on, and this is because of research and practice, that reduce stress is what she puts in her body. So a diet, moving her body, exercise, reflection and meditation, and connecting with people. So be sure you're always eating healthy, staying hydrated. Don't put any garbage into your body. So try to veer away from junk food, sodas, stuff like that. Try to just stick to like water, milk, healthy smoothies, and just have an overall healthy diet. And then on top of that, you should just be going on like a go on little walks when you can, go to the gym, go on a run, just whatever you can do to just keep your body moving. That's always healthy. Of course, that's healthy mentally and physically. You just can't really lose there. And then reflection and meditation. So reflection is kind of like, you don't want to, like, this is often confused with like this time traveling concept, is when you reflect, you're like looking into the past, looking into the future, like be like, oh, I can never do that again. And you're just worrying about that. You're stressing about making a decision like that again or flunking a test again or whatever. But you can just look back and just be like, all right, what did I do? And then what am I going to do differently next time? And just keep that positive mindset. And then meditation. Just in the morning or at night, just take like 10 minutes and just close your eyes and kind of just notice how you're sitting, breathe. And that's very easing on your mind. And then connecting with people. Having friendships and having a social connection is huge. So you don't want to go through your stress alone a lot of time. And then there's always going to be people out there that are going to help you with your problems, with your stress. And it's always good, even if they're not helping with your problem and your stress, like straight up, just talking to someone is a great thing to do when you're stressed out or have anxiety or depressed, any of that. Just talk with people. And if you can talk with people face to face rather than over the phone, that's even better. But if that's not an option, then just call somebody or text them or any of that. And then for other people, if you're not stressed or anything, ask people how their day is, what they're doing, anything like that. That's always just something nice to do. And it's just keeping your friends and your family in your mind. She said so mindfulness, or the ability to stay focused on what is happening right now without judging yourself or the situation, is a huge antidote to stress. So that's a quote. That's what she wrote to me. So just it all ties back to like that time traveling concept, staying focused on what is happening right now. So what is done is done. It's hard to control the future. It's just if you're just focused on what you're going to do right now and you're making the decision that you want to make in the moment, then it'll turn out great. But if you're worrying and stressing about future or past mistakes or whatever, then you're not focusing on the now and you're going to continue to make more and more mistakes. So to tie the email off, she gave her some of her exercises that she does to reduce stress. And she listed off a couple of things. She said, take 3 minutes of deep breathing, inhaling or exhaling longer on each breath cycle. So that's just, she's not doing it. She's not on her phone. She's not talking to anybody. She's just by herself. And she's just deep breathing, just giving your body some oxygen and just calming down. She goes on hikes and walks a lot. There's nothing more peaceful than just kind of just getting your mind off the subject of your stress and just going out and just being by yourself, thinking about how great your life actually is, all that stuff. Like, it's just great. And that's a healthy way to escape your stress. That's healthy for your mind and your body. But an unhealthy way would be like, oh, I'm really stressed, I'm just going to pick up my phone, I'm going to go on Instagram, I'm going to go on Snapchat, whatever. And that just gives yourself an alternate reality to escape to, which eventually you're going to have to come back to real world, and it's just going to be even a bigger letdown. So when you're stressed, try to veer away from picking up your phone. and go socialize, go on a walk, breathe, all that. And she said her third thing was sitting quietly with her dogs. So she has two dogs, and they're great dogs. So she just hangs out with them, and dogs are always – you never really see a dog that's, like, not positive. So if you have a dog and you have a close relationship with that dog, just hang out with the dog. Like, dogs are awesome. And just all animals. All animals are relatively positive and just good to have in your home. She likes to talk with her family or friends, which is always good, just like communication again, just like asking people how their day is. They're going to ask you how your day is. Good way to like kind of vent and just, yeah, just talk. It's always healthy. And naming her emotions is what she does a lot. So when she's stressed out, stress is a very broad emotion, and a lot of emotions can come out from that. So like when I get stressed, I get angry, and that causes anxiety and all that. So if you're able to name your emotion, that creates immediate mindfulness, which kind of your body's able to sense that faster, sense that stress coming quicker. And that'll ultimately let you make decisions and choices to get rid of that stress even quicker. And then her last tip was asking herself, what's another way to see this? So a lot of times when we're stressed, we have an extremely negative view on what's going on. So for example, for a high school student, say like, oh, I have a big psychology test tomorrow. I don't need to know this stuff. Like, I'm not going to become a psychologist. This does not apply to me. This class sucks. I hate all this. I hate all that. And that's an extremely negative mindset to come into. But if you're like, all right, this stuff's pretty interesting. I've learned all this stuff. It's in my brain. I can use it. I just need to calm down and I'll be fine and set for the test. Maybe this is helpful for my later life. I never know where life's going to take me. This could be helpful. If you come in with just like that mindset, then you'll crush the test. Just try to keep that positive mindset and it can never work out bad. That's all for today. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the first Stressless podcast. And I want you guys to check out the song Unchained Melody by Mike Young. Thank you.